Our 32 for 32 continues in the NFC North, and we talk about the 2013 Minnesota Vikings. And guys, let's I mean, obviously the Vikings start and end with Adrian Peterson.
Who's that?
Does he make 2,000 yards again this year?
Brett Favre still play with him?
Yes. yes, I believe Brett Favre does. Ain't he the backup?
I thought he was. I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to look that up. Can we get? Do you guys have a tech guy that can look that up?
I'm actually looking at the roster right now. Brett Favre is not, in fact, on the roster. However, they are carrying, as of right now, before the preseason gets out, they are carrying five quarterbacks, which is kind of funny.
I did hear somebody's phone go off. Was that like Schefter saying that Brett Favre needs to be picked up from the airfield? John Gruden's good at that, but... does AP get 2,000 yards? According to him, no. He wants 2,500, but it's possible.
It's a one-dimensional team. All they do is run. They can't. I mean, I like Ponder. Don't get me wrong. Their best wide receiver, in my opinion, left. They got Jennings, but what is he gonna do? I mean, he's the new number one. He's better than Harvin, but. All you got to do is double him. That takes away the passing.
Well, let's not forget Cordarrelle Patterson, who both you and Bryce on draft day both looked up when he was being drafted.
That was
to go,
a good draft.
But you didn't know who it was. So
let's not forget this kid. Right?
He has shown up in camp in really good. Go ahead.
What wasn't he out of Tennessee? Ain't that one of the wide receivers out of Tennessee?
Yep.
Or am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I had knew about him, but I forgot his name. Yeah, I do remember, you know, and I was surprised by seeing that. What was it, in the first round?
Yep.
I was highly surprised that he was took. But it was a smart move by them for that simple fact.
I agree with you.
Is Rudolph still on the team?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yeah, according to the roster I'm looking at, but it's not super updated.
Yes,
yeah.
Cause, Harvin leaving, cause Harvin was their leading, receiver and he didn't even get 1,000 yards. He had 677. So it's quite obvious that there was a one dimensional team and there's still going to be a one dimensional team. Most teams play off of the run. The 49ers are known for that. The Falcons, are trying to get into that by getting a good running back. Your whole game plan starts off the run. You need the run in order to have a good defense, in order to have a good passing. You got to have some kind of run. And what hurts the Vikings is they have a great run. Just the rest of their team sucks. But they're young and they're, I guess they're trying.
Yeah, they're trying and they're trying to turn the corner. Like, I mean, they had a good draft. I mean, a lot of people gave them A's.
They had three first round picks.
It kind of killed their second and third round because their next pick wasn't until the fourth. But they also had 3 7th round. And as we, you know, Tom Brady's the one we can, you know, kind of kick the dead horse as far as picking late in the round and still getting a winner. But
Russell Wilson's a good one for that now too. He came into fourth.
But yeah, they had a good draft and everything, and they're trying to rebuild because they're in a rough division. This is, I mean, we'll talk about the NFC East in the next coming days, but this is a pretty rough division anyway. Because I mean, Green Bay, which we'll talk about in a minute, but Green Bay is the powerhouse, but they're not the runaway favorite because anybody
Chicago.
Could go on a small run and give them you know a little bit of competition.
I'll completely disagree with you on that. I really do think that Green Bay is going to be heads and tails above everybody else.
But I agree
with you as far as second place is concerned in this. No one's running away with second place in the division. And I mean, you can all, it's second place, but you know, what are you going to do? Going back to that one dimensional team, I mean, Daniel, I agree with you. On the other hand, last year they were a one dimensional team and they still couldn't stop AP.
Yeah. And I think you're right. And adding Patterson, on the, give another with Jennings who brings experience. I agree with you what you said a while ago about, the whole, Green Bay, you know, being above. Yes and no. I think, they are, you know, the Packers will always be the Packers, which will always be the Packers. You know, they're like the Patriots. They're like the, you know, ones that you know that's going to lead the division.
Well, they're built to last right now.
And yes. Just a couple slip ups and Detroit could take that division or Minnesota if they get lucky and Ponder actually shows up. they could, I mean, it could, the Minnesota could win this division with, cause, like I said, we will talk about Green Bay in a second, like, Jeremy said, but Minnesota's schedule is horrific. I feel so sorry for them.
Hey, Daniel, you do realize that Sports Club is a drug-free environment, correct?
That was not in the papers that I signed.
Oh, well, yeah, it is, because clearly you're on something.
See, what you gotta sign one of these guest star deals like I do, where A, you're not under the normal drug testing scrutiny, and B, Kool-Aid's still legal.
We'll talk about the Kool-Aid later.
Right? So, I mean,
there are all different flavors of Kool-Aid this year on this show, probably, so it, you know, as far as the Vikings are probably the perennial favorite for number two in the division because, let's face it, they are better than the
Lions,
and the Lions are probably better than the Bears.
Looking at the schedule, gotta disagree, dude.
Oh, they got a rough schedule, I'll give them that, but at the same time, you know, and we're just talking on paper because we can watch all the preseason, we can look at all the, what anybody says, or even, you know, just off the top of our head what we want to pick out and throw. We're not going to know till they actually start playing, you know, real going to count.
What kind of running back is Peterson? Is he a lower my head and run you over?
He has been in the past, but he's had to adjust.
Yes, he no longer can do that. That's going to hurt him, just like it's going to hurt a lot of these running backs. Yeah. So, I mean, how one-dimensional can he be? I mean, can this team be when he can't run? Like, I don't think they're going to enforce it as hardcore as everybody was thinking, but it's going to mess up a couple of people's days.
Well, but you know, like I was saying before we were taping here, that to me this is another team that it all falls on the shoulders pretty much of what their quarterback does. If Ponder steps up and comes to another level and starts to play pretty good and has, you know, step up, and a couple of these guys feel like they have in the past, you know, these guys can string together a handful of wins, and I don't know if they'll get a wild card, but you know, they'll make it look interesting.
All right, well, let's talk about this hardcore schedule that Daniel's been discussing. Jeremy, let's start with you. What's your prediction for this season?
I'm just kind of running over it real quick. I mean, they have potential to, you know, 500-8-8 or something like that if they went on a big run. But they play a lot of tough teams, especially towards the end. That's a really rough schedule, especially if people like Philadelphia or Cincinnati are rolling. I think realistically they're looking probably between 6 and 8 wins. I'll give them 7, just benefit of the doubt.
Okay, Daniel?
I'm not agreeing with you in one bit. I'm saying max of 5 wins. I sit here and I went through them and I was like 3 I could give them honestly, and that's if they take one from Chicago, which I could see them splitting Chicago, and I see them splitting Detroit. Maybe the third win will come in Cleveland. Outside of that, I don't see them beating nobody else. Carolina, with the exception, maybe that's why I said maybe Carolina, that throws into maybe number 4. Outside of that, they're getting their back slammed out this year.
I don't know. Carolina's looking pretty good against Flacco,
right? But that's what I'm saying. That's 3 to 4 wins this year. I don't see no more.
I'm going 7-9 with Jeremy. I think this team has the potential to have that, and I do think Adrian Peterson can carry them to a couple wins that certain running backs couldn't do. But that's it for the 2013 preview for the Minnesota Vikings. Check back later. We'll be doing Green Bay and Chicago. For Daniel and for End Zone's Jeremy York, I'm Billy, and thanks for listening, guys.
Daniel's waving.
Right, I am.